Okay, day 15, we cannot go through these 40-day challenge recordings and chapters and self-growth, personal spiritual growth, without talking about the way we speak. So much of what Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, when we get closer to the actual high holidays that we ask forgiveness for, is the way we speak about other individuals. So I want to speak a little about the psychology of gossip. Okay, first of all, before we do that, the three forms of gossip I have in the chapter are called rechilot, which is more like gossip, you know, did you hear so-and-so did this, that, and the other. Lashon hara, and by the way, rechilot, gossip, tale-bearing, if you will, is, it could be true, you know, and it doesn't have to be bad, doesn't have to be false, doesn't have to be bad. So-and-so is redoing their kitchen for $100,000, did you hear? And that's just schmoozing about other people's business, and that's actually prohibited according to the Torah, but it's not necessarily false information, it's not necessarily negative information. Nothing wrong with a person putting $100,000 into their kitchen, right? As long as they didn't steal the money and they're giving some charity, right? So that's the first category. Lashon hara is the second category, where you're saying negative things about other people, but that information could be true. A lot of people say, well, it's true. Okay, truth is not a defense to defamation. It is in the United States of America, you know, if you get slapped with a libel defamation suit, as long as you can prove that you had a credible source for what you're saying, then you can't be sued. But in halacha, we don't care whether it's true or not, it's still damaging. And motzi shemra, which is the worst type, where the information is both negative and false. You're literally making something bad up about another person. And under halacha, under the Jewish tradition, you can actually collect damages from that, for ruins your reputation and in business and in so on and so forth. But why do we do this? We've got this focus on other people's lives. And I have that quote in the beginning of the chapter from Eleanor Roosevelt: great minds discuss ideas, average minds discuss events, small minds discuss people. Why do we like to talk about other people, the focus of other people's lives? Why does it feel so good to speak about the details of other people's lives, especially when something goes wrong with another person? And I think to answer this question, we really have to ask a bigger question, which I ask in the chapter, and that is, where do we derive our own sense of self? If that's rooted in realizing our own potential, then it's not going to really matter what happens to other people, because if we only feel good when we do better, when we improve, when we actualize our potential, get closer to who we could be, we're always looking up to God, you know, because that's our potential. Hashem knows what we can do, what we can't do. And we're not looking around, right? We're not looking around what other people are doing. You know, I remember when I was younger and I didn't do so well on a test, and I'd feel so much better when some other kid got a 75 on the math test too. And I was like, oh, now I'm okay. Why am I okay? I still did poorly on the test, and now somehow it makes me feel better. Other people did poorly. You know, misery loves company. No, it's because we're evaluating ourselves in relation to other people and not in relation to our own potential. And that's not great. That's our self-worth should really be in terms of how far we can get. And therefore, speaking ill of other, it's a kind of a symptom of a larger issue of how we self-evaluate. And I think this is one of the most important things that we can try to do during this period of time, is to try to block out other people and other people's lives, because it's irrelevant. See, Hashem created all of us with a certain spiritual potential, and He gave me certain strengths that someone else doesn't have. He gave me certain weaknesses that another person doesn't have. So comparing myself to other people who have different challenges and different strengths is really comparing apples to oranges. And it's not helpful in terms of growth. It is actually a very distracting kind of thing when it comes to one's own spiritual growth, because, you know, I'm evaluating myself in terms of others, but they were given a completely different set of circumstances in life to achieve than I was. So how does it help? Well, it helps on a psychological level, but it's a quick fix. And it doesn't, at the end of the day, enable us to really grow, you know. So I'm taking this from a little more of a personal perspective. Obviously, speaking ill of other people harms the people about whom we speak. It causes terrible, terrible damage to the reputation of other people. But I think if we can get to the root cause of why we do it, of how it's sort of, you know, making us feel better about ourselves, and how it's creating a false sense of growth, right? Because it allows the gossiper to basically feel better about themselves without doing the hard work that is necessary to improve. So as we continue to advance ourselves spiritually during this month of Elul, let's be mindful on how we speak about other people. Before making that comment, and I said this in the question, List one or two scenarios in your daily life that expose you to gossip. How can you limit those activities or somehow prevent the gossip or slander from taking place? Not only a good preventative from harming other people, it's something which will allow us ultimately to focus on our own spiritual growth, not in relation to others, but to our God-given potential. Have a wonderful day.